Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello again. Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and this is Sex and the Single Girl. I'm excited to be back with you for season 2, episode 4. Man, we're about to have a really good time here because we've been talking about how Jaylana almost took the cookie out of the cookie jar. So yeah, we got a lot to cover. So I wanted to get some of the pleasantries out of the way by saying a big thank you to my audience in the United States, in Norway, in Australia, and in India. A big, big, big thank you for your love and your support and your kindness. Keep it coming. Columbus, Ohio, get ready. This event is for everyone 25 and over. Wednesday, May 19th, which is in 2 days, actually one day by the time you hear this podcast, I will be in the building at Culture Lounge in Columbus, Ohio, with an all-female lineup. I'm calling it the Queens of Erotica, but it's for everyone 25 and older that's progressive, open-minded, free-spirited, creative, and diverse. Fellas, you are not only welcome, but expected. Come get a little tickle in your ears and stimulus in your imagination with an evening of classy and oh-so-sexy poetry, storytelling, and spoken word. Yes, we are Columbus's grown and sexy poetry and open the mic event with private suites that are available on a first-come, first-served basis and will make the experience perfect for you. So if you want to get some grown, if you want to get some sexy, if you want to get some erotica, and you're in Columbus, Ohio, you do not want to miss this amazing event. Also, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, the audiobook, y'all, is coming soon. Y'all, this audiobook is going to be out no later than June the 1st. So you're going to want to check back with me on updates and details on that. But it'll be available on Amazon.com. And it is narrated by yours truly, Jaylana Stivette. But narrated by none other than E. Kane, the official. Now, E. Kane has read or narrated over 60 best-selling African-American books. So you are going to want to get ready because, honey, I got a sneak peek as the author. Y'all are not ready for this book. If you want more information on the things that I've got coming up, the upcoming events and things like that, you can log onto my website at www.jaylanastivette.com. But you can also follow me on social media on Instagram at Jaylana_Stivette. Facebook, I have a Facebook fan page, Jaylana Stivette, the author, and Jaylana Stivette. And then on Twitter at JStivette. So now that we have the pleasantries and the announcements out of the way, these are your church announcements. I love to say that because, you know, that's just me being a little humorous. We're going to get right into it. Without further ado, after a brief announcement from our sponsors segment, for a segment from our sponsors, you will have the upcoming episode of Sex and the Single Girl right after this. What? So you and Boo Boo Kitty almost gave the cookie away? To who? Remember Bobby that I met on the dating app? The one who ought to like me? Well, wait a minute. Didn't he live in Atlanta? Yes. When I went to see my girl, Mika, I made plans to see him, too. Oh, my bitch. I thought I was the only one that had some tea. Let me freshen up our drinks. And you go ahead and light the blunt again. Wait a minute. Bitch, I could have swore I heard voices earlier in the room. You sure that weed ain't got nothing in it? Keisha, if I had something in it, do you think I'd be smoking it? Go get our drinks, bitch. I ain't no damn crackhead. And just like that, Keisha went to freshen up our drinks. So tell me, Jay, more about this Bobby who almost got the cookie. Well, you know how sometimes things aren't as they appear? Well, this was one of those things. Holy shit, girl. What happened with Bobby's fine ass? Bobby was fine as fuck, girl. The pics you sent over was sexy as hell. I began to tell Keisha all the sordid details. When I met Bobby on the app, he seemed amazing. He was handsome, had great conversation, and seemed to have it all together. Bobby was a former basketball player who spent the majority of his career playing overseas in Australia. He came back to the United States and started his own trucking company. Bobby also had an enormous home in a very prominent part of Atlanta. As a matter of fact, he prided himself in living in the area that housed one of Tyler Perry's studios. He showed me pictures of his elaborate home, his BMW, and the amazing landscaping that was well kept by the locals. On paper, Bobby was a good catch, and his conversation seemed to match up with all his credentials. Since I met him at the beginning of my experiment, I figured he'd be the perfect candidate to focus all of my energy on. Besides, with him being in Atlanta, I figured it would be easy. So I put Big, Phoenix, and all the other contenders to the side to see if this keeping the cookie in the cookie jar thing was actually going to work. We started by chatting on the dating app, which quickly led to exchanging numbers. When Bobby called, he was actually in my area on business and wanted to have dinner. I sensed that he had more on the agenda, so I respectfully declined. After all, I don't do last minute dates. I'm Jaylana Stevette. Although he seemed a little disappointed, I noticed it made him want to pursue me more. Interesting, I thought. Perhaps his cookie jar stuff has some merit to it. I couldn't wait to see what the outcome would be. Bobby began calling and video chatting several times during the day. Sometimes he would take me with him on his business trips virtually. We were getting to know each other, and Bobby became very comfortable calling me honey and making future plans for us to be together. Since I was already planning on visiting my girl Mika, when Bobby offered to pay all of my expenses, how could I turn that down? When I mentioned this to Kamara, she said, "See, what did I tell you? This is the caliber of man you meet when you withhold love." I thought about her response. Perhaps there was some validity to it. Bobby even wanted me to meet his family while I was on my visit. I was a little impressed. Bobby was a man who seemed to be romantic and made it easy for a woman to fantasize about a life with him. Although Bobby was enchanting, my spidey senses were also going off. I decided to Google him before I took my trip down there. And what I discovered would determine how much time I actually spent with him. Bobby was everything he indicated according to Google, and I was extremely pleased. I still had reservations though, so I proceeded with caution, paying attention to the finer details of our conversations to see if I could pick up any irregularities. For the most part, nothing. Bobby just seemed to be very direct about wanting to be with me. He even asked me to consider moving to Atlanta with him. I was blown away by this man and the fact that he wasted no time going after what he wanted. Girl, that was a huge turn on. I thought this keeping a cookie in the cookie jar stuff might be working, huh? So Bobby and I agreed that when I made it to Atlanta, that we would spend one whole day on the road, just the two of us taking in the sights. It all sounded very romantic. I touched down in Atlanta and I decided to spend time with Mika first. This made Bobby a little irritated, but after all, my initial reason for going was to turn up with my girl. While there, Mika cautioned me about getting serious with any man from Atlanta. "They all have some skeletons of some sort, girl," she said. I told her Bobby was Google worthy, and she said she would do some research on her own as well. After that, we turned Atlanta upside down, and Bobby was an afterthought. The very next day, I prepared for Bobby's arrival. We had agreed to meet up for drinks, a light tour, and then a nightcap at my hotel room. He then decided we would hit the road together the next day and come back to the hotel where I'd pack and we'd go to New Orleans for the remainder of the weekend. That way, we could meet his parents. And he promised to take me shopping while we were there as well. It all sounded incredible. Deep down, I knew I would have to release the cookie. I was ready though, and Boo Boo Kitty couldn't agree more. "Jay, it's been so long. We finally get to enjoy the company of a man again." "I know, Kitty. I hope it's going to be worth it."
"Me too, Jay. I mean, why wouldn't it be? Just look at him. Plus, he promised. Jay, he absolutely promised to put it on us. Remember?"
"Yeah, he did say that he would make us come back to back off of them 11 inches that he has."
"I know. I'm so excited. I want to climb on top of that mountain in all its peaks and valleys. Ooh, yummy."
"Girl, Kitty, calm down. You're always down to climb a mountain. I need you to stay focused."
"I am, Jay. And tonight, I'm focused on Bobby. Meow. Meow."
"There you go with that meow shit again. It always turns out bad when you start that shit."
"You can't be serious, Jay. What could possibly go wrong?"
And just like that, the trip to ATL and the Bobby experience went downhill. "So, Jay, what do you mean things went downhill, bitch? And why the fuck do you keep mentioning your pussy like she's a person? You better stop that shit before they put your ass away, bitch." "Girl, what I'm about to tell you is so loaded that I can't make this shit up. I promise. But let me just start by saying this. First of all, my pussy is a person. Her name is Boo Boo Kitty. and you need to acknowledge that sometimes she talks to me, okay? But anywho, secondly, this man was like two different people. The one over the phone and the one front and center. For example, when he arrived at the hotel room, he was all over me trying to have sex with me, trying to get me to like have sex with him immediately, girl. It was a complete turn off. So we ended up going on an abbreviated tour of the city, followed by cheap ass wine and garbage ass weed. Bitch, what? Girl, yes. And then he never got around to me releasing the cookie jar for a couple of reasons. One, his so-called 11-inch cock was jiggly like jello. And two, while he was performing oral sex, I had to administer the tap. Wait just a damn minute, bitch. Do you mean he had you tap out? No, bitch. I gave him the tap. The tap? Don't tell me you've never administered the tap. Okay, girl. I might be a little slow. What is the tap? Okay, well, let me put it to you this way. Oral sex is not every man's strong suit. I get it. Most men who venture down there, to some degree, already know what they're working with. And then there are those who are orally challenged. Although they try, they just don't know what the end goal is. So, Jay, you're telling me they're like the Special Olympics when it comes to eating pussy? The Special Olympics, sis. Although having a special needs dick down or a special needs lip down wouldn't be so bad if he was a pussy savant. Something to think about. Bitch, no. I know. Too much? Okay, but anywho. The orally challenged. Back to the story because I need to stay focused. The orally challenged cannot make it work no matter how hard they try. And to put them out of their misery, you have to give them the tap. Oh, the tap. Yes, girl, the tap. I administered the tap.